Have you ever asked someone, "How are you?" and they replied, "I've been better." And you thought, "Oh, okay, so not bad." Yeah, that's where things go wrong, because even though it contains the word better, the phrase is not positive at all. In fact, it's usually a polite, slightly dramatic way of saying, "I'm not great." Let's break it down, what it really means, how people actually use it, and how not to confuse it with phrases that sound similar but mean the complete opposite. What does "I've been better" actually mean? At the core, "I've been better" means I'm not feeling great right now, and things were better at some point in the past. It's often used when someone is tired, stressed, slightly ill, emotionally drained, or just having one of those weeks. And here's the most important part. The phrase is understated, very British, very polite. Very, "I don't want to complain, but also, I don't want to lie." So if someone says, "I've been better," they are not saying they're okay. They're saying, "I'm not great, but let's not make a big deal out of it." Have you ever heard this and thought, "Wait, better than what?" Exactly. That's the key. Why it sounds confusing. Grammatically, the phrase compares now with the past. "I've been better" equals, "There was a time when I felt better than I do right now." So the focus isn't on being better now. The focus is on the fact that now is worse than before. The word "better" tricks you into thinking it's positive. The comparison actually points backwards, not forwards. How do people use it in real life? Let's look at some very natural examples. Imagine this conversation. "How's work going?" "I've been better." "Work is stressful. I'm not loving it." "You don't look well. Are you okay?" "I've been better, to be honest. I feel rough, but I don't need a hospital." Or even emotionally. "How are you holding up after everything?" "Yeah, I've been better. I'm struggling a bit." Notice something? It's soft, indirect, and socially safe. You can say it to a colleague, a neighbor, or someone you don't really want to open up fully with. Don't confuse it with "I've never been better." This is where things flip completely. "I've never been better" means, "I feel amazing. This is the best I've ever felt." Same structure, same tense, totally opposite meaning. "I've been better," not great. "I've never been better," fantastic. If English feels unfair sometimes, yes, you're right. What about "I could be better"? This one is different. "I could be better" usually means, "I'm okay, but there's room for improvement." It's more neutral and often more optimistic. For example, "How are you feeling after the cold?" "I could be better." This suggests recovery, not decline. It's milder and often used when things are improving slowly. Can you say "I'm better" or "I've been good" instead? You can, but they don't mean the same thing. "I'm better." This usually means improvement from something specific. "How's your ankle?" "Yeah, I'm better." It sounds more positive and more direct. "I've been good." This often refers to behavior, not health or mood. "Have you been eating properly?" "Yeah, I've been good." So if you say "I've been good" instead of "I've been better," you'll sound like you're talking about discipline, not how you feel. So remember, "I've been better" equals polite, understated, negativity. It sounds positive, but it isn't. It compares now with a better past, and it's very common in everyday spoken English. So, be honest. How many times have you heard "I've been better" and thought it was good news? Let me know in the comments which English phrases sound positive, but they really aren't. And if this helped, like and subscribe for more English that looks friendly, but isn't always telling the truth. See you in the next one.